So here's a definition from Pico della Mirandola of natural magic. Natural magic is a science concerned with the virtues and actions of natural forces and their effect on each other and on their natural dependents. What the human magician produces through art, nature produces naturally by producing man. So I'll give you that again. Natural magic is a science concerned with the virtues and actions of natural forces and their effect on each other and on their natural dependents. What the human magician produces through art, nature produces naturally by producing man. So I hope that's all clear. I shall read you a bit more. Let's have a bit more Pico della Mirandola. He wrote a really famous text to a bunch of church fathers called An Oration on the Dignity of Man. This is free, you can get it online, I'll put the link up. And this is what he goes on to say about natural magic. And again, he's gone back and looked at all the pagan traditions and all the non-Christian traditions, and he's attempting to bring it into the Christian fold, but he doesn't want to compromise his intellect, and he doesn't want to make fools of people. But he's also got to make sure that he doesn't stray too far, because then the church fathers will object. So this is his great text where he writes to the church fathers and tries to sell them the idea of magic as a valid part of his tradition. So he says, natural magic, filled as it is with mysteries, embraces the most profound contemplation of the deepest secrets of things, and finally, the knowledge of the whole of nature. This beneficent magic, in calling forth, as it were, from their hiding places into the light, the powers which the largesse of God has sown and planted in the world, does not itself work miracles, so much as sedulously serve nature as she works her wonders. Scrutinizing with greater penetration that harmony of the universe which the Greeks, with greater aptness of terms, called sympatheia, and grasping the mutual affinity of things, she applies to each thing those inducements most suited to its nature. Thus it draws forth into public notice the miracles which lie hidden in the recesses of the world, in the womb of nature, in the storehouses and secret vaults of God, as though she herself were their artificer. As the farmer weds his elms to the vines, so the magus or magus unites earth to heaven, that is, the lower order to the endowments and powers of the higher. It's very interesting stuff because he's looking into the mysteries of things and he's finding this beautiful process in nature that seems to reveal hidden wonders and all the magic that you kind of need. But he's got a problem. He's coming into a tradition that says, no, 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 there's something beyond all that. He can't actually see any evidence of anything beyond all that. So he says, it kind of looks as if it's just nature doing its stuff. But it can't possibly be, can it? So we have to assume that there's the largesse of God hidden behind the scenes. He's writing to Orthodox Church Fathers, and he makes this distinction, but you get the sense with Pico that he doesn't quite believe it all the time. And he wasn't the only one to notice this. In fact, Pico della Mirandola got into really hot bother from the Christian authorities in Rome, and he had to escape to Paris because he was definitely flirting with stuff that really upsets the apple cart when it comes to religion with God. You can't have both. You can't exalt nature in that kind of way and then have recourse to God. It doesn't quite hold together. Now, he got into trouble for it, but actually the work he did formed the basis of a lot of the art and culture that flowered through the Renaissance and has come down to us now. Michelangelo, Leonardo, all the great artists who came to the academy and were influenced by it. In a way, it's great that his text has got the word dignity in it. Dignity is a sometimes mixed concept, but it's a real human dignity. The arts is a kind of flowering of human dignity.